Maverick Monologue, M.J. Long, Architect. Introduction. It's the year 2000. I'm sitting in the lobby of the British Library, London, and I've got a New Jersey accent. The bench I'm sitting on is the sculpture of a book, held down with ball and chain. She has a companion. I beg your pardon? No problem. Do sit down. And your baby in the pram? Are you feeding her yourself? Oh, the library. Yes, I do know a little about it. This ball and chain, that's to show what knowledge does. It pins you down, keeps you close to the truth. Ball and chain in another sense, that's what holds women down, or did in the old days. Not worth educating, they'll only go and have babies. But with books, libraries, we could do anything. Oh, you've only got 40 minutes. You could see Magna Carta, Wilfred Owen's war poems, then back to feeding the baby. Well, you can come again, bring the pram, feed your baby in that quiet corner over there, or sitting on this book in full view. I've surprised you, I guess. Let me surprise you some more. 26 years ago, I was at home with my newborn in a crib at my feet, designing this here. My husband was involved too, and other architects, but I'm the architect who saw it through from start to finish. The baby would cry, I'd set my drawing board to one side, feed baby Sal, love her a little, change her diaper, then back to the drawing board. Sandy would do the nappy sometimes, and other chores. Then Harry came along with two, a bit more complicated. I just got on with it. Yep, a mother, a woman, and I made this. You know Virginia Woolf? She said, a woman must have money and a room of her own if she is to write. I wanted women, everywhere but especially women, to have not just a room, but a national library of their very own, for free. Oh, I love it that you're interested. Here are my main points, right? Main point one. Each book, however distant the basement it's in, should take 20 minutes max to reach the reader who needs it at her desk in the reading room. Main point two. The whole building should have access to light, natural light. Walk round, you'll see. What else have I done? Oh, do you know Cornwall? Sea, sand, light, fishing boats, wooden boats, one of them with me and Sandy and the kids in it. The National Maritime Museum in Falmouth is mine. I made it long and low as a boat shed with a lighthouse tower. Does that remind you of Virginia Woolf? We have her London diaries, the ones she used for Mrs. Dalloway. Come on, I'll show you. Tell me about yourself. What's the baby's name?